Cork, thank you very much, and it's a great honour to be here at Cork, actually. Trust me, it's a big privilege to be invited to come here, so thank you very much. I'll do my best. It's from Marseille, the new book. It's called Through the Lucid Door, complete with CD. And just to give you a quick overview, I don't do a lot of overviews, we'll just go straight into it. But it's basically a journey of a man who finds his salvation through his dreams and his nightmares. And the whole thing's a journey. So I'll kick off with the opening poem, which sets the scene. And this one is called The Lucid Door. From a tunnel in shadow, my hands clap out, my mind thunderclap. Thoughts burst into maker sound, surrounded by people, yet all alone. The wilderness wounds and taunts the soul, a mocking wasteland of memories, and a crumbled path of yesterdays. Plucking the cinders, screeching at the runes, clutching at the wind, reaching for the moon. Celine keeps stepping away, nailing transparency upon the wall. Melancholy sticks to my brain, my tongue so sharp in anticipation, I wish she would cut my throat. Save my voice, my manic laughter absorbed, bounces around the saddened room, a soundproof womb, a rain-sodden catacomb, my pensive tomb, please bury the gloom. And in the corner sits my torn-off pile of smiles, breathe a while through crushing guile. A teary crocodile pukes all of sounds from a funnel in shadow. My sleeping sorcel, pickled cabbage, awakes within its cranial cage, raging its sign, springs into step, punching the darkness to bruise the night, shatter the pains that it drips and light. Drown my drawn stark demons in truth, my doubt stampedes, fright and trample those lies that lie dying in visionary light. A light that swipes at the days, a light that wipes out the days. The days in shadow, shut out by the lucid door. Thank you. I say, and going through the journey of the poems, the next one is called The Sky is a Chameleon. Blood sprays upon clouds, pulsing dance, life bestowed, floods filled split bark. Orange blossom bliss, marmalade sticky cascade, torn souls, tears drip glass. Crisp zest carves the nose, blinding litany attracts the buzz, powder bombs hit the day. Bloated eye, green feast, so blind wishes it were blind, a leash envious beast. Bolted blue, chained sun, eggshell sky, crackbone dry, sleepy moon peeps through. Purple line box, indigo, in you all go, velvet corsets the frame. Violent violet soul, racked guilt shatters out loud, cleaves tonight's shroud. I was in London in April, and I was like a big kid at Christmas. Me and my lady went down to Abbey Road Studios, big Beatles fan. And anyway, I was really excited about that. But on the tube, and if any of you guys have ever been to London, I was sort of crammed on the tube. And actually, the chaos of the tube inspired one of the nightmares for this collection. And it's called Bipedal Sardines. Running of escalators, down to the excavators, lifts jammed with raspberry faces blowing. A steel jar, impatience bursting out onto the platforms, squeezed like human tough paste. Epidermis files into and fills the cabin's cracks. Whizzing, screaming tubes zip within an amazing maze, can transportation packed with bipedal sardines. Squashed faces gaze in the glaze of rounded frames. Holding on to life with cherished times, thoughts of circles with a line of no entry, rainbow mosaics on curved walls, prosaic, organic, amorphous night falls. From tunnels that funnel down to man-made wormholes, electric glass moon in the distance. Stop and start, voltage charged, horse and cart, eyes wide and mouths apart, pushing indignation with accepting hearts. Mind those doors, a journey through crowded chaos. A wishful destination between breaths. Folk carried like messages, lost in the whir and the spark. A thousand stories told of life, conveyed in a look and a punch ticket, bitten for the space, vacuum packed, suck your breath in claustrophobia, straight down a concrete esophagus, eating clouds of diesel, burns like brimstone, flashed into the bowels of hell, and may be back. A silent man holds his love, as she trembles with the rumble of the wheels, his heart whispers sweet notions that reach out for her hand, as the oranges and lemons shed their peel. This next one, just do a couple of war poems if I may as well plot this. This one's called, it's my Ode to the Fallen. It's horses and it was when I was sat at the Cenotaph as a child and I remembered the poem 11, 11, 11. 11 o'clock silence, the silence is deafening. I stood and shook watching, the shells shot, the blasts rot. Boom, boom, boom. Doom, 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 doom. Young men beg in the womb, the flares flock to burn the clocks, aura incandescent, clouds contorted with a devil's smile, mustard gas burning and chlorine with tears pouring and coughs crawling over proud faces for their mothers they're calling. The shadowy, brave breaths frozen in fear, fields scarred with memories, now scabbed with ruddy blooms, the flowers of youth, the dreams of youth, scattered upon a foreign field, carried upon whispering winds. I am so happy I wasn't there, so happy because of them I now hear him. Another very short one, a more modern take on warfare. Fires of ire. The Britta chrysalis, changing moods, kaleidoscopic times, chameleon mimes, the brazen sign, terror terrifies the talk. Wounded by rage, nightmares crawl and stalk, never burying bone scratch at it. The crows and the carrion still squawk. Stop signs smashed, tears deafen where they splash, the skies rumble and shake. Floods of boiling blood stain the clouds, and with it Pandora reawakes. The ghosts of gore walk their path. Couple of war poems gone, a couple of love poems now, hope you enjoy. This one is called, it's basically a love lost, and it's called Time Slip. 20 seconds, the difference, might as well have been 20 years. A snapshot, shut window apart, enough time to blow a kiss, then a sigh. I still see you now, although you never see me. Around the corner, then you're gone. I start and then bolt to chase the running sky. Lightning sears my view. You reach out as you melt through the clouds. Now you're gone. I finally find you, my heart, my hurt, bursts like crimson raindrops upon the sun. You lie in my arms, whisper of my fingers, air bubbles pricked by the cold, feathers in flight, a pertinent plight, ever moving sight, rainbows browned by the soil. Shooting stars sleep in my burning hands, fleshy flags hoisted within whistling warm branches, autumn's chameleons around us now fall, burnished like cinders turned to dust motes. Dancing in the wild wind's inevitable call. Intangible reality bashes me into consciousness, bulldozes my senses so I cannot sleep. My mind a psychic china shop, I fly in hopes and dreams, smashed in mid-air trance. Chased by shadows of memories, ghosts of what if, maybe and a glance. The stars within my personal sky flicker out like candles, one by one they die. Time and space may bend, but maybe not our hour. Einstein's laws, truly meant to be broken, to restore and make amends, along with this broken heart. So I keep running in the hope of finding you, of catching you from falling, of saving you, of holding you. You, my love. a good one. This one is another love poem, very recently written for a very special lady who can't be here tonight, but she knows who she is. And it's called If Only I Was Zeus. For you, my love, I would pack the moon in silver foil, lock the sun behind an asbestos door, trap time within an empty hourglass, gather the stars as glitter for your crown, bottle the rivers until the oceans weep sand, grab the myriad of rainbows to bridge your dreams, from them catch the showers of gold, albeit impossible it may seem. Make age walk backwards, make wisdom run forwards, blow the trees until they sigh and dance, and rocks talk to stones to breathe romance. Pour light into a black hole, drown sparks of thought with tears behind mine eyes. Into an envelope of pain I would slip my heart, thus seal my fate with hope in vain, box my amber spears until we laugh again, cage my smile and banish my soul, fade with water the hues of the flowers, seal the lips of butterfly kisses, all thin air with snowflakes, all this and much, much more, to free your smile, to see you laugh once more. Thank you. And the final one to the collection, there's 46 of them. As I said, there is a CD, so if you haven't got sick of hearing my voice at the end of this, you can hear it time and time again. It's called Cellophane Man, and there is an happy twist to this. Bees buzzing calculated honey, gathering silence, distant red buzzes, shrieking inside, gasping to burst out, a breath in dereliction and a cry for conscience. Gold leaf smiles and pulled sarcasm eating away at me, gnawing my pain, words chewed by cancer, creeping, tormenting torso, pure sentence grain. Clouds clatter on the lightning forks, electric tongues, endless chatter, gathered birdsong sugar, surreal tongues, nectar on the zephyr. Thwarted temptation to jump, self-inflicted vertigo, and ready to go. Bravery deserts me as courage slips through my fingers, gutless grains of sand, unfused to beer bottle blues, hopes dashed, dreams confused, refused, confined to lose, expunging a sigh, elated but then lost in a sinking I-5. Cloud nine is not too far, kept in a jar, almost ajar, to make that leap just walk off the pier and disappear. Into the ocean waves it may keep, wave goodbye on a lost sunny day. Legs like candy floss, stubborn fleshy mule, bare-born splinter and split, spit out the marrow tomorrow. Barren and borrowed, I suddenly hear a golden, subtle, sweet tune that massages my ears and tiptoes upon the drums with a soothing beat. Perfumes on the air and a whisper blows on my brow. Subliminal peace wraps my soul and the scabbed-up miseries drift, crumble and blow away. Nirvana, a soul at peace, footprints that never cease. Fear peers back and jumps over the edge as trust returns to yank back the doubts. A gentle hand, or maybe a wing, taps me on the shoulder. My demons run, hide and disappear. So I walk backwards along the pier. Thank you.